Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. First of all, I wanted to say thanks to everybody for the reaction to my boo about shopping bags. I can tell this is a serious issue of our time, and it clearly polarises opinion. There are people who agree with me and can't bring themselves to bring the shopping bags of one supermarket into a different supermarket. And then there's another group of people who just say, oh, give it a rest, it's just a bag. So there you go, great middle class issues of our time. Anyway, it's making me smile on a journey to work, which is always good. I'm not going to talk about shopping bags today. I'm going to talk a bit about apps, because there's been odd conversations about apps going on in the background, and as a result of these I actually downloaded a couple and found some I really like, so I just wanted to give some feedback. First of all, I wanted to say to Acrobat and to Simon, SM2N, I got hold of Downcast because I've been looking for a reasonable podcast catching app. I don't want to have to switch my PC on in the morning and load up iTunes and sync my iPhone. And the number of times I get stuck trying to walk out of the door and I can't go because my iPhone's halfway through a sync. So I was really pleased to hear your recommendations for Downcast. I've got it. I've got it installed. I've got it configured with my podcast. And it's just working. It's great. And the other thing I love is that I can just go into it just before I leave work in the evening, grab all the new boos from the day, and then I've got new boos to listen to on the way home as well. So it's working really well, really like that. The one thing I would really like, and I don't think there's a way of doing it, when I download my audio boos, obviously I just download the RSS feed for my followed boos, and I get them all one after the other, and I play them all through one after the other, and the Downcast screen shows me the boo that I'm playing. But it doesn't pick out the name of the person who produced the boo. So there's been a few boos where I've had to actually go back and go into the audio boo app to look at the list of boos and find out who it was that was talking. Maybe that's just me. I have problems differentiating between different people's voices. But people who don't introduce themselves at the start of each boo, I tend to get confused as to who they are. Sorry. But I know when you download the RSS feed into iTunes, when it plays that, it shows you the artist. So the data must be in the RSS feed somewhere. It's just that Downcast isn't showing it. But I'm prepared to live with it for the sake of what a good app it is. So that's good. I also want to say thanks to Neil, also known as Thermal Satsuma, for his recommendation for Tiny Heroes, which John and I are now both addicted to. whoever it was said that it is Dungeon Keeper meets Plants vs. Zombies was dead right. It's got elements of both. It's kind of like a tower defense game, but there's the strategy bit and the collecting resources, because you can't build infinitely kind of stuff like in Plants vs. Zombies. And yeah, really good. Actually plays better on the iPad than the iPhone. John was playing it on the iPhone. He said it was hard to actually get the right, press on the right bits of the screen because it wasn't very sensitive, whereas when you've got it bigger on the iPad, it plays quite nicely. And I must confess, I paid the 69p and bought one of the defences packs because I was sick of finding it really, really difficult. And actually, if you do pay the 69p and buy the defence pack, it makes it a heck of a lot easier. So you can choose whether to do that or not, which I think is quite a good option. And I noticed in his boo this morning, Neil has recommended a turn-by-turn game, which sounds quite interesting. Was it Hero Adventures or something? I'm going to have to listen to it again to pick the name out. But that sounded interesting too, so I'm going to have to check that out. I've started doing some work on apps for my blog, because I keep being asked what apps I recommend. And every time I'm asked, I have to dig through and find my iPad and work out what games it is that the kids are playing at the moment. So I've actually started putting together some static pages. I've got two published at the moment, so I've got a list of baby apps and a list of toddler apps. I'm working on a preschooler apps page. And also in the background, I'm going to do a series of pages of apps that I like rather than apps for kids. So, my favourite apps, possibly a social media apps page, but that's... I'm not sure that's coming together how I want it to. And I'll probably do a page of my favourite games as well. So I'll keep you posted with the development of those. But if you check out geekmummy.com, I'm starting to do some lists of apps as well, which is all good. So I'll talk to you soon.